Listening Library presents Dandelion Fire by N.D. Wilson. Read for you by Russell Horton. Chapter 1. Kansas is not easily impressed. It has seen houses fly and cattle soar. When funnel clouds walk through the wheat, big hail falls behind. As the biggest stones melt, turtles and mice and fish and even men could be seen frozen inside. And Kansas is not surprised. Henry York had seen things in Kansas, things he didn't think belonged in this world, things that didn't. Kansas hadn't flinched. The soles of Henry's shoes were 20 feet off the ground. He had managed to slide open the heavy door in the barn loft, and after brushing the rust and flakes of red paint off his hands, he'd seated himself on the dust-covered planks and looked out over the ripening fields. Henry's feet dangled, but Kansas sprawled. Henry had changed in the short week since he'd stepped off the bus from Boston, been smothered by Aunt Dottie and taken to the old farmhouse, to the attic, to a new existence. He looked different, too. And it wasn't just the cut across the backs of his fingers. That was scarring worse than it needed to, only because he couldn't stop himself from picking at it. The burns on his jaw were a lot more noticeable, and had begun scarring as well. He didn't like touching them, but he had to. Especially the one below his ear. It was turning into a divot as wide as his fingertip. What had changed most about Henry York was the...